This isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. God damn it!
Son.
If you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
You ready?
Yeah.
You gonna touch it?
I'm gonna touch it a little bit.
Touch it. Yeah, touch it. We have windscreens so that our peas don't pop. Pop your peas.
Pop, 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 pop.
Are you sure that song doesn't have any more words? We got the beat. We got the beat. We got the beat.
You should go to that lyrics website.
We got the beat.
There's a lyrics website that you can go to
and
get the lyrics.
Well, I'm sure there is, but I'm just asking. From your knowledge, do you know if there's any other words to that song other than that?
Well, no. But, I mean, if you go to the lyrics website and there's just like a page of
just,
we got the beat.
We got the beat. We got the beat. We got the beat.
Yeah, just copy and paste it over again.
We got the beat.
That would be awesome.
The Napier word of the day. What it was? Man butter. They wanted to know about man butter. Get that right out of the way.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need a minute?
I think I got some twat hairs in my nose.
You say twat hairs?
Twat hairs.
Wow. Okay, man butter.
Man butter is when you grease up two like really hot looking dudes with lots of muscles on them. And they're all bulgy in places that men are the bulgiest places. And when they're all greased up, you take their bodies and you rub them together real good and really fast. And what comes out the sides, that's the butter.
Mmm, man butter.
It's delicious.
I went back and listened to our one from last week, and I realized I annoy the shit out of myself because, for one, I stutter a lot, and I noticed, and several people brought it to my attention, that pretty much every time you say something,
yeah,
I then repeat it back only slower. So, like, if you were to say, like, yeah, and then what comes out the sides, I would say, what comes out the sides? So I need to, you know, work on that a bit because I realized how fucking annoying I am. Because
you're my lead man.
Basically, I just throw out what it is that people want to hear you talk about. What I want to talk about. You haven't seen Daybreakers yet?
Nope.
Daybreakers had an awesome premise. Basically, vampires have pretty much taken over everything.
Yeah.
And there's very few humans left, and they like farm humans to, you know, get the blood and stuff, but there's very few left. They're running out of food. They're all freaking out. What are we going to do? We don't have any blood. And so, like, it was a cool premise for a movie, but ultimately, like, they can't just have a cool premise for a movie and, like, tell a cool story because it's a vampire movie, and, you know, people are going to go see vampire movie and be like, come on, I want to see some vampire shit, faggots! You know, oh, God! Rip somebody's fucking head off! So it's like two guys made this movie. One of them had a really great idea for, like, a, you know, a fun, cool story.
Yeah.
And then the other one's like, no, we need to rip a fucking head off here! So just randomly, there's just, like, this, like, violence porn like in the middle of the movie where they just like rip off a bunch of limbs and it's like overly like blood shooting everywhere. And I mean, you know, violence porn has its place, and you know, I mean, the Final Destination movies, they all make money and
well,
all that.
Course.
But this like had the potential to be really cool, but then there's like 7 or 8 minutes mixed in where there's just like this extended grisly vampire awful. I mean, it was just like super gory, and it was just obnoxious.
So like the damn near middle of District 9.
It detracted from the story like completely. Like you're like, oh okay, I want to know what happens next, but now I gotta watch this guy's arms and legs and head and torso get ripped off. Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom while this guy gets torn up for, you know, I mean, like, you know, in a movie you could just have, I'm not like a prude or anything, but like, you know, it's like, you can just say, okay, this guy got killed, let's move on.
Yeah, but was it like District 9 where you're watching it, you're going through, and then all of a sudden something cool happens, you're like, oh, what's that? Then boom, limbs start flying off and shit starts flying on the walls.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. But I had high expectations because the movie, I mean, the premise is awesome. I mean, it was a good idea, but it was just executed poorly. It was kind of ridiculous.
So the slaughterhouse only from the cow's perspective kind of movie?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. Ethan Hawke bugs me. He's just got a fucking, I just want to punch him in the face.
Did he get punched in the face in the movie?
No, I don't think he did. He needed to get punched in the face more if he only got punched in the face once.
Oh, well, fuck him.
What's new with you?
I finished refinishing my stock for my AK.
Yeah?
So that was fun.
That's it?
Well, I mean, that took a while. I mean, I was sanding and had to put the polyurethane on and the stain and make sure there were no little bubbles.
Little bubbles?
Yeah, you can't have little bubbles in your polyurethane, or else you're gonna feel it, and it's like you know, I want to be able to hold my stock and say, you know what, this is comfortable than my own penis.
Yeah,
I would enjoy holding this more than my own dick. That's how comfortable this fucking thing
That's
is.
That's the ultimate goal. And I mean, you've done some dick holding in your day too. So.
Well, of course. But what I'm saying is I found it. I found the one thing that is actually more comfortable than my holding my own dick, and that is the Hogue grip stocks, the little pistol grip things that you get for the pistol grip. Oh, it is awesome.
You're speaking a foreign language to me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, if anybody buys AKs that listens to this, get a fucking Hogue grip. It is more comfortable than holding your own dick.
Yeah.
It is goddamn amazing.
Well, I mean, we had people listen last week. I don't know who, because, you know, all my friends and stuff said, I didn't listen to that shit. So, I mean, we had something like 45 listens. So, I mean, somebody was listening to it. I don't know who.
I talked to all my friends. My own girlfriend didn't even watch it. She said,
oh, no, mine didn't either. Mine, she said, I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh. That's what she said. I don't even know what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, we, you know, did a podcast. Yeah, so we are on iTunes now. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that. That is amazing.
It's interesting. Like, when you search for wheelbarrow, oh, you get a whiff of that?
Oh, God.
That was
God.
Good, wasn't it? Yeah.
It smells like a burning infant. Holy fuck.
You got a lot of experience with burning infants, do you?
No, I'm just saying that if there was
it's what you would imagine.
If Glade put out a scent for your bathroom that was burning infant, it would smell like that. Like you can almost taste the poop.
Gotcha, you fucker. What were we just talking about?
I was talking about AK stocks, and you were dejecting from it.
Oh, yeah, because I have absolutely no knowledge whatsoever about guns, or you're not going to bring up World of Warcraft or anything, are you?
Well, I can.
Was that on the agenda? Were you thinking?
Well, no,
I'm totally going to inject WoW into the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
Well, no, it's just that's what I do for my free time. I was like, oh, what am I going to do today? Oh, I'm going to be a blue elf. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Blue elf.
Yeah, you can be a purple one or a blue one or some kind of like weirdish kind of.
What'd you think of Avatar?
Avatar was the greatest white messiah movie ever.
There's been many.
Oh, yeah, so there's been a lot of white messiah movies, but I've never seen one, you know, in 3D where they're running around and then, you know, at some point he does always fuck the brown chick, which was blue this time.
Yeah.
So that was a good spin.
So that's what they just said, all right, no more of these white messiah movies where
they can't say
the dark chick. This time he's going to F a blue chick. She's going to look kind of... That chick was kind of hot.
Yeah, she was. That was...
Kind of wanted to take Laura home and paint her blue.
I got a picture of that.
Do you?
Not of Laura, but of a blue chick.
Of a blue chick?
Yeah, but it's...
I always thought that Rebecca Romaine Stamos, whatever her name is now... What guy... Who'd she marry? Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos O'Connell the second... I just thought she looked pretty good in the X-Men movies, even though she was blue. Does that make me weird? Maybe I have, like, a blue thing.
Well, no. To me, she looked hotter in the blue makeup.
Yeah? That's unusual, though, isn't it?
No, not really.
I always kind of wanted to fuck a Smurfette, too.
You mean the one woman in the Smurfs?
She just got pounded.
Oh, yeah. She had to be the loosest thing on the planet. Babies just would have fallen out of her.
Papa Smurf hitting that. His old ass.
Exactly. Think of like a well-used washcloth. Like, you know, like something 10 or 12 years old. And that's probably what the inside of her vagina looks like.
Like a well-used washcloth. There I go! I did it!
Did you hear that?
I did it!
You did it again.
I just repeated what you said! Only slower! Fuck me! Son of a bitch! Oh. Well, why don't you just go ahead and say more shit, and then I'll just repeat what you said.
You ever got like a really good aged steak somewhere?
Really good aged steak.
Where you can tell like some little Chinese or Mexican girl has been pounding the fuck out of it to make it nice and soft for you?
Pounding the fuck out of it.
That's probably what the inside of her vagina resembled. She probably had lips on her like a flat tire.
I made an Avatar song.
Oh, really? What was your Avatar song?
Do you want to hear my Avatar song?
I want to hear the Avatar song.
Hey man, we're gonna make you blue with your mind. We'll put you right in tune. You'll act like you don't know what's in store while we pretend we've never seen this before. Another promise from Creative Mind, the greatest thing 12 bucks can buy. 3D mentions revolutionize, but I already saw The Last Samurai. Blue Kevin Costner dances with wolves in space. They already made this movie. It was called Fern Gully.
So you got this alien race, and they really don't want white guys to come to them. I mean, you know, pretty basic. So the white guy goes, and he learns the customs of the blue people, and he decides that he doesn't want the white people to take them over either. I mean, you know, who saw this coming? And then the honkies came and ruined everything. They ruined everything. Just like honkies always goddamn do. Blue Kevin Costner dances with wolves in space. They already made this movie. It was called Fern Gully. Oh no! Here come the honkies with their tanks and their guns. How? Burn, baby, burn! Oh no, Sigourney Weaver's dead! Who gives a shit? Blue Kevin Costner dances with wolves in space. They already made this movie. It was called Fern Gully.
You know, The Last Samurai was actually a pretty good flick. I know it, you know, follows the same theory as this, that they, you know, stole the formula. But it was pretty good, you know? I mean, you know, Tom Cruise, you know, he didn't really fit in with all those yellow folks, but what are you gonna do?
That's awesome. I like that.
Sword. Yeah, well, I mean, we can't put other people's songs and stuff, or iTunes will get mad at us, so. I will, try, I guess.
Trying is awesome.
Trying is awesome. But it's true! Fuck! I mean, how many times have we seen that movie?
The, white messiah comes in to save all the brown people, but then he fucks one of the brown chicks and says, no, this is actually kind of cool, I'm gonna keep fucking this chick.
Maybe, like, that... maybe there's something to that. Maybe the brown chicks is the way to go.
I don't know, but it was... Like, did you notice all the little Na'vi people, except for one dude, all the little Avatar people were blacks?
Oh, you mean the people that played them?
Yeah, the people that played the Na'vi, they were all black.
So, I mean,
Except for one dude, and he was, I think, Native American or Asian. He wasn't actually...
They might as well have just called them, you know, what they were.
Exactly.
I think you have that in the wrong... You hit that in the microphone thing.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my fault.
Yeah, so that... Maybe that's what's fucking everything up.
It might have been.
Maybe everything is good now.
Well, we'll find out later on.
Yeah, I guess we will. We need to figure out a way that we can hear what we're doing while we're doing it, so that we know if you're playing a Dima song through the whole goddamn show.
What, like in real life TiVo?
Well, you know, maybe just some kind of monitoring of some sort. So, you know, we have somewhat of an idea of what's going on.
No, that sounds gay. I don't want to listen to my own voice.
Fly by the seat of our pants. Well,
have you listened to my voice? I don't like hearing it, and I'm the one saying it.
You know what my favorite is? When you do the impression of us doing you.
I always thought that was fun. then I'm included in the in ostracizing myself.
No, it's also the, hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. I was just talking about vaginas and splatter.
You sound like a trailer park Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
You know what? Your dad?
Yeah.
Your dad sounds like the impression of you that we do. Your dad sounds like he's doing a bad Napier impression. I just heard him on the phone, but it was fucking hilarious. He even started up, hey, Mike.
Yeah, he does.
You know,
like, speaking of dads, does your dad still want to kill me?
No, I don't think so. Well, yeah, probably. I don't know. He doesn't have the appreciation for you that we have.
He looked like he wanted to stab me. Like, did you weren't outside for that, were you? Like, were you in the car when he came outside to call me an asshole and ask me if he could, like, strangle me and bury me in the woods?
Well, that was when you called the house when...
Yeah, but it was one time. It was an accident.
Well, yeah, back in... As a little background here, since none of our friends listen to this, it's other people.
Yeah.
My father, he holds grudges. He does. And Napier called the house instead of my cell phone one time. It was an accident. And I think that, you know, we've established... We give Napier a little bit of wiggle room because, you know, he's kind of a eccentric fellow. And my dad, I don't think that he understood the whole, you know, Napier wiggle room. And so he told Napier that he was going to kill him and bury him in the woods, which, to the best of my knowledge, he's never killed anyone or buried anyone in the woods, but, I mean, I wouldn't,
Well, you also didn't know he had guns until that one day.
Oh, the day that he said... I have lots of guns, and
yeah. The day that he brought up, he has lots of guns in your house that you didn't know about until that.
They're hidden all over the house. He's got them under the bed and down in the basement. And he's got a big Rambo knife. That's what he. I don't think he actually knows what kind of knife it is. It's just his Rambo knife.
Well, did he get it from a guy named Rambo, or
no? I think it's similar to Rambo's knife, the movie Rambo.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I didn't get to see that.
Maybe it's a Rambo brand knife. Maybe, you know, it was like a marketing thing.
Well, they did do that. They sold a whole bunch of these, like, crappy little knockoff, like, tinfoil knives. Like, oh, that's a Rambo knife. It's got a compass at the hilt. And, like, why can't I just hold on to a real compass and then my knife does real knife work? And then I don't have to worry about cutting something and then breaking the compass in it. Yeah. You're not a gun person. You've never, like, done anything in the gun world where, you know, there's, like, a part of the gun where there's also the knife part, and then the knives, they bring over these Chinese knockoffs survival and extra tactical stuff, and it's got, like, in like you unscrew the hilt of it, and, oh, there's a compass and matches and fishing twine, so you can, if you ever get hurt, you can take this fishing twine and then sew up your own battered body part.
They stick all of that in
a $10 knife, and like, oh, well, obviously, we live in a world where people have to make a profit, so what you're saying is, I bought this knife, and it's $10, and then there's all these extras that come with it. How much of that $10 goes into making the knife? And you're pretty sure that if you ever stuck it in somebody's forehead, it'd break right off, and then like, oh, evidence, no.
But, you know.
But you would never do that, because that's wrong. You don't have to look at me like that, homo.
He's falling asleep. Oh, boy. So, do you think that we'll have any repeat listens at all, or do you think that the 40-something people that listen to the first one will say, oh, my God, that was awful?
Well, we already said at the ending of last one that was the peak.
That was the peak?
Yeah, we're going to peak at 40. 40 yeah. Listeners.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe a whole lot of people have a fetish for badly produced 20-something fat dudes sitting around talking about bullshit and singing about blue people.
And talking about vaginas.
And vaginas.
Because I do like to talk about the vaginas.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear about vaginas.
Well, vaginas are awesome because that's where your penis goes.
Yeah.
And you deposit your baby gravy.
You don't, though. You go in the other room.
No, sometimes I do.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to talk about that?
No, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
You going in
it's
the
not
other
like
room.
She's
going
to listen to it.
Yeah, it's true.
So nobody we know is going to hear about this ever.
Yeah, I was given a revelation not too long ago, and he'll probably say something when we get off. Like, why did you bring that up? I was given a revelation not that long ago that when Napier's ready to finish, he goes in the next room. And I wanted to hear more about it.
Well, that was basically a joke. I was kidding.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I got the vibe that, like, you weren't kidding.
No. Yeah. I everything I have ever said ever is a joke. Like the day like at Pizza Hut where I took out the calculator, I said, I just punched in a random number, like, this is how many times I spank it a year, and oh God, look at my socks.
So we shouldn't take what you say seriously?
I wouldn't take anything I've ever said ever seriously.
Wow, that's really something there. So you haven't really masturbated at everyone we know's house?
No, I have done that. I was at Paul Cadellis' wedding. I spanked it at their little reception.
You spanked it at his wedding?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, where... You went to the bathroom?
Yeah, I went to the bathroom. I took me a little piss. I'm like, well, I'm already holding my dick.
So, it's more of a kill two birds with one stone thing than actually having, like, this insatiable urge to masturbate. Like,
well, no, it's a thing.
You
like
have your dick in your hand,
like,
you might as well just get it over with.
Well, no, it's like a checkbook. Like, haven't done here, check. Check it off. All right, that one's in the book.
So,
that one's in the book forever.
So it's all part of your... Like, you're trying to conquer the world in your own little way.
Yes, by splattering my seed everywhere I go. That way, you know, if you know, Armageddon happens and the world somehow explodes and it's, you know, thrown into the cosmos, my seed that I've flung it everywhere and about on everything, it will ensure that eventually one day aliens will pick up, you know, something that I've thrown my seed upon, like your mother's hand towel, and... They will take it and they'll say, oh, there's gravy on this thing. Let's make people. And then they'll clone me. And then there'll be a bunch of me.
Wouldn't
and
that be awesome?
Yes.
So your goal is to have splooge everywhere so that...
Well, it increases my chances.
Huh. And you want to live on in everyone's... I don't understand.
Well, it's for the aliens. For when the aliens come, they're like, well, obviously this was an advanced civilization because they weren't throwing their sperm and eggs around.
They just kind of had it everywhere.
Yeah, so, you know...
It was easy to find.
Yeah, like when they go like, oh, look at this place. This is an awesome bathroom stall that these ape people created. Let's scrape it. Oh, there's some seed.
How long is splooge good?
Well, that depends. What technology do you have?
Oh, so you're counting on, like, advanced alien technology to revive your splooge and then...
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that if they come here, they're not going to be like rednecks and run around and say,
what are we going to do with all this splooge?
Well, exactly. I mean, or the opposite might be true. They might come down and see my spood everywhere, like, these fuckers were sick. This one dude spooted every place, and that's just this one guy we found. What about the rest of these fucks? All we're going to do is revive a bunch of chronic masturbators, and they're going to throw their seed everywhere we go. No, thank you, sir. We are done with this.
So in multiple ways, this is all part of your... plan to save the human race.
Part of it, yes. The other part is to become their king when they realize that I am the most popular one because my seed is everywhere, therefore I must be the most desirable male.
And so you don't finish in the other room?
No. Well, sometimes.
Sometimes?
Depends on whose room it is.
Oh, that's... You live an interesting life.
Thank you. Every day is a goddamn adventure. When you wake up and you say, man, I'm going to do the exact same thing I did yesterday, only today, just slightly different. You know what I say? I say, fuck that. I'm going to go to the nearest ballpark and throw sperm on things. And then you're like, yeah, that's awesome. Your life is going to be filled with win and victory every day.
So, I know this is on a completely unrelated note and completely uninteresting to anyone else other than us, but did you hear that Balladad moved back to St. Louis?
I heard about that. He hasn't called me, the fucking little bastard.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Maybe he'll type in dicks into the fucking iPod and get this show and be like, oh, I know those guys. I should
call. Dicks and asparagus! That's a good dude. We should call him.
Oh God, we should have him as our first guest.
You think?
Oh yes.
Then I'd have to buy another microphone.
He can come down and he can talk about his fun times out in Florida.
Oh God. From what I heard, his fun times in Florida were smoking weed and being unemployed.
Well, I mean, for part of it, but then there was the part where he was employed at the taxi place. Making taxi things.
He was a taxi driver?
Him and his wife were taxi drivers. Apparently, one day.
Oh, shit.
Like, his wife picked up this heroin addict, and he had all these prescription pills on him. And, like, oh, well, I can't pay you money, but you can have all these prescription pills. And she's like, oh, well, thanks, dude. Thanks for not, you know, mugging me.
Do they accept that?
I guess. Well, think about this. If a dude is in your car, and he says, I have no way of paying for this cab ride other than this gigantic plastic bag full of these prescription medications. The one thing in your mind is, well, obviously he's crazy and he's fucked up and he's a pill addict and he's going to stab me and use my intestines as stuff to make new belts. So I might as well just take this man's Viagra or Vicodin or whatever other thing he has in his purse, and I'm just going to take that and we're going to go our separate ways, and he can murder another family out in the middle of nowhere.
You
and then I can go nothing. About my life as if this never happened.
Good
and fill
day,
my tip
sir.
Jar with you know, happy, fun times.
So something like prescription medication is better than nothing.
Well, getting stabbed in the face.
Yeah. It's either take these pills or get stabbed in the face.
Yeah, and possibly raped in an alleyway and get AIDS.
Yeah.
So, I'll take the expired Vicodin. Thank you, sir. I will sell these to my nephew, and he will take them around school. And like, I'm a drug dealer. I'm balling, man. Look at this $15.
For me, that would be worth the story.
Of course.
Yeah, I bet he does have some great story. That might be worth buying another microphone.
Oh God, that'll be awesome.
How do you even get fucking? He emailed me on MySpace. Is there even a MySpace anymore?
Yeah, there's still MySpace. Apparently, a study was done where people who live in cities and who, you know, are culturally trying to be relevant, they are on the Facebook. But all the people out in the boonies and the hicks, they still use the MySpace. So MySpace is now the backwoods of the internet.
Facebook is for stalking your friends. Twitter is for stalking celebrities, and MySpace is for stalking 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, but I don't think 12-year-old girls would use MySpace. They would use Facebook because they're trying to be like their idol Hannah Montana and her Facebook page.
It got to a point with MySpace where every time I signed on, all I did was have, like, come see my cam show, come see my cam show, come see my cam show and stuff. It hasn't hit Facebook yet.
No, I think they got a better filter than MySpace did. And also, the only thing that I knew 100% of every time I would go into a MySpace page to look at somebody's MySpace post was, oh, check it out, you're going to listen to the first 5 seconds of a song at a ridiculous fucking level that you don't want to hear, and you're going to have to push that fucking pause button.
Yeah.
And it happened on every fucker's page I ever looked at.
And the music loads faster than the player.
Yeah, so
you have to listen to some of it.
And there's no getting around
it. I would pick
it.
The most annoying song I could just because I knew that people would have to do that. Which is probably why I'm not good at marketing, because I like fucking with people way more than I like, you know, earning their business.
Well, I think that'd be a good way to earn business. You just constantly fuck with people, and then you become the ass.
What I need
or
to do is I need to find some sort of way that fucking with people can make me money.
Ashton Kutcher does it.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he was famous for something before that. That and, you know, it's been done.
Yeah.
Did you see, I'll give a plug. Have you checked out, what was it, don'tevenreply.com?
No,
Sarah sent me that the other day. That was pretty funny. It's this guy, and all he does is reply to Craigslist ads and, like, fuck with people, which is fucking hilarious. Like, there was a guy selling a mulcher.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're asking $2,500 for the mulcher, and I don't have $2,500, but what I do have is $300 and need for a mulcher for 1 hour. He said, can I rent the mulcher from you? And the guy said, well, yeah, sure. What are you going to be using it for? The guy said, I'd rather not say. He said, okay, well, if you want to rent my mulcher from me, you're going to have to tell me what it is, what it is that you're using it for. And the guy said, okay, well, what I'm using it for is I have a cat, and my cat had all these kittens, and I've tried to give the kittens to everybody. I've tried giving them to friends. I've tried giving them to the Humane Society. Nobody will take these fucking kittens. So I'm trying to think of the most humane way to get rid of these kittens. And the guy said, no fucking way. He said, why not? And it just goes on from there. It's pretty funny. It's don'tevenreply.com. So, yeah.
Is that kind of like the shit my dad says page?
Oh, God, that's funny.
The guy doesn't update nearly enough. I want to hear everything that his fucking dad says.
That guy, not the dad. That's who I'm interested in. Fuck the guy. I mean, the guy's a genius for making the site, but I want him to interview. But he was on George Lopez the other night, and my God,
watch George Lopez.
Well, I was flipping channels and I saw a guy I didn't recognize. I was like, who is this guy? But oh my God, George Lopez is unlistenable. Oh, it's awful. His opening monologue, like, you just sit there and you're like, God, this is on TV.
It's worse than the fucking Chevy Chase show. At least, you know, people knew who Chevy Chase was. You hear George Lopez, like, some random Mexican dude got a
shitty
show.
Shitty jokes with a Spanish accent. Hey, man, this is a shitty joke, but I'm telling it like a Spanish guy. It's still awful.
So, Carlos Mencia.
Oh, he just steals other people's jokes and tells them in a, you know, that voice. Like, I guess nobody's supposed to notice that, you know. With YouTube, you can't really get away with that anymore. Everybody's shit's everywhere, and then you do the same fucking thing.
Well, of course, you can't do anything now. It's every goddamn little thing is on the internets.
But yeah, George Lopez, I think it was last night, he had Jennifer Lopez do his opening monologue, I guess. Oh, it's Lopez tonight. And she was funnier than he is. And, I mean, she's a worthless cunt.
Of course she is.
I mean, she's fun to look at.
Well, I mean
not as fun as she used to be to look at, but she, you know, still, you know.
Well, you know, like 10 years ago, she was really good to look at.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Like, oh, that's sad.
We haven't gotten any calls yet on our comment line. Do you want to tell people the number?
Make sure you put the 314 on there.
Well, the number that you have to do is 314-266-9363.
Which 9363, by the way, is WFOD, which is awesome.
Can I taste your juice?
If you think about it.
And did that come out like that, or did you try to get it?
Yeah, I just randomly got WFOD and just went with it. Oh, no, awesome. I tried to do that. That's awesome. So it's,
266
WFOD. Leave us a message and we'll play it, maybe, if it's funny or interesting in the slightest bit.
Or just call in and call us faggots. We're like, hey, somebody called us faggots. Thanks for listening.
You called us faggots.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't say faggot.
You can say faggot. Why can't you say faggot?
Isn't that like a thing? Should you not say faggot or...
No. You can't call somebody, like, you can't, like, call a gay man a faggot, but you can call a straight man a faggot. It's cool.
But don't they get mad?
The straight guy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. I mean, you don't... You're trying to elicit a response.
You know what? Do you remember not too long ago when they were making a big deal about that Mr. T Snickers commercial when he was shooting Snickers bars out of his Snicker gun at the Speedwalker and they were like, oh, he's gay bashing.
What?
You don't remember that?
I don't remember.
Okay. There's a Speedwalker. He's not sucking a dick. He's not fucking any dudes. He doesn't grab a guy's ass. He doesn't do anything except Speedwalk.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a feminine dude.
He's an effeminate little, like, prissy boy?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, one could go so far as to imply that this guy is a homosexual. But we don't know he's a homosexual.
Like, you don't see him holding hands with another man.
No. He's just speedwalking. He's wearing short shorts. All of a sudden, fucking Mr. T flies up in like a Hummer. And he's got like a big machine gun on the top of a Hummer shooting Snickers bars. Fucking blast this dude with Snickers bars. And, you know, he takes the guy down with Snickers bar. And I think the catchphrase was, get some nuts.
Oh, that's awesome.
The gay rights groups and stuff flipped the fuck out, saying that Mr. T is gay bashing and the Snickers commercial is homophobic. Now, what my question is, like, when they were making a big deal about, you know, rappers using faggot and stuff like that, you know, to, you know, talk about a straight guy who's being kind of a sissy, aren't they doing the same thing? Aren't they saying, that guy's a sissy, he's a faggot, Mr. T is gay bashing?
Well, I wouldn't think so, but I'm not gay, so I wouldn't exactly know.
But it's a stretch to say, you know, that Mr. T is shooting Snickers at a homo, unless he's fucking dudes.
Well, yeah. Oh, did you see that other commercial that, I don't know who it was that put it out, but they said it was like this little high school that the scene was a high school and this they were saying like, oh well that's gay or some they were going on about something being gay, and then some actress, some whore, some twat comes in and says, oh, you shouldn't say that's gay or refer to something as gay because that's offensive. Like, oh, fuck you. What the fuck, you tiny little fucking twat. Go eat a dick in hell.
Now, the blacks, they'll take just about anything. And I have no idea how they haven't jumped on that KFC commercial yet. Have you seen that KFC commercial?
With the happy black guy eating the chicken?
They drop this huge bucket of hot wings in the most stereotypical ghetto-looking black guy you've ever seen. And his eyes light up like eight chubby white bitches just walked in the room. I mean, like, it's the craziest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. And, I mean, basically, if you were watching it on mute, you would think they said, hey, darky, want some hot wings? I mean, like, boom, KFC. That's the commercial.
Well, I
have no idea how they haven't jumped on that. That's it. I think they show like a pepper getting cut in half or something, but all it is a black guy and they drop a big bucket of chicken in his lap. And that's the fucking commercial.
Well, I guess you play to your audience.
It was incredible. I have no idea how they haven't said anything about that. They might have, but, I mean, they flipped the fuck out when, the second Transformers movie came out because they thought
if you actually look at all the people who are screaming about that Transformers movies, goddamn, three out of every four of them, the people that were bitching were white people saying that it was racist. I didn't actually see a black guy get pissed off at the Transformers movies. I saw about 30 damn white people on the internet screaming about the Transformers.
Well, I took them to be kind of wiggers. They seemed kind of wiggerish to me, you know, like a...
Well, they're robots. They're not black or white. They were actually... One of them was green.
I mean, like, who's sitting at home going, man,
these motherfucking robots are racist. Exactly. Nobody said that.
Well, I mean, you know, in that right, I would be more pissed off that Jazz was the only Transformer that got killed in the first movie.
Exactly.
Of course, Jazz was black. I mean, they named that motherfucker Jazz, and that motherfucker was black.
Yeah, he was.
But those other two, I mean, you know, what the fuck? They're Uyghurs.
Of course. Well, either way, it's goddamn robots and Michael Bay. Yeah. It's movies about explosions, and sometimes there's racial
pow!
Boom! In between shit blowing up, you have the black joke, like, oh, I get it, okay, now, what other building is exploding?
Yeah, I mean, like, humans are props in those movies. I mean, they don't really need to be, well, except Megan Fox and, you know.
Well, Megan Fox was just there to be titties.
Bounce, bounce.
And
bounce.
Then there was the, stereotypical douchebag white boy who was in there being all douchebaggery.
You know, he plays that. I guess he's supposed to be like nerdy or something, but he's not nerdy.
No, he's a damn douchebag. I know what nerdy is. I am a goddamn nerd.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying though. Are they playing him to like be like a cuddly or something? I don't get
his appeal. I've never understood that.
Chicks dig that guy. I mean, usually I can kind of get a vibe to where like, oh, okay, well, I can kind of, you know, understand. I mean, you know, guys are cool or, you know, interesting or something. But that guy's just a fucking dipshit.
Pretty much.
In the dick.
Yeah, it's like Anthony Michael Hall from the 80s.
Which one was Anthony Michael Hall?
He was the blonde one, wasn't he? Like, he was in the weird science movie, and he was running around being weird, nerdy white dude.
Why can I not remember Anthony Michael Hall?
Because he died.
Did he die?
No, he's alive, but his career is dead.
Oh. As so many before. Just gone before their time.
No, he died a death that was well-deserving.
Right on time?
Yep, right on time.
Couldn't have died fast enough.
Yep, that body hit hell exactly when it was supposed to. ding ding, right on time. The train has arrived.
Did you hear about that chick in Detroit that put up the YouTube video about how she gave everybody AIDS?
No, I didn't see that. What
you didn't
the fuck?
See that? Oh, that was fun. I think they turned it out to be they found out it was a hoax. I think that, like, black people, and I know I'm harping on black people a lot, but black people all know each other. I have no idea how they do it, and I know that's kind of I'm stereotyping or whatever, but they all do. When you're around a black guy, and he walks in somewhere, if he sees other black people, he knows them. You know, oh, how's your mom? Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if they really know each other, or if they're just, it's like a camaraderie thing. But black people all know each other, and I don't know how.
Well, I haven't seen that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Back in the Pizza Hut days?
Well, that's because they were all hired by Alice.
No,
we're talking about cousins.
Like, customers would come in, and they'd all know each other. They'd sit in the lobby, and they'd be like, oh, how you doing?
Well, I mean, it's we were in a populated area. I would assume that people from the neighborhood would all eat there.
But I don't know any of the white people around me.
You didn't live there.
No, I'm talking about around my neighborhood. I knew, like, five people. Is that just my ass? Or it seems like everybody knows everybody. But anyway, back to what I was talking about. When she put that video up, people immediately knew who she was. And, I mean, Detroit, how many black people are in Detroit, if you could guess?
I would say more than a lot.
More than a lot. And, I mean, like, instantly, they were like, oh, my God, that's what's-her-name. Oh, my God, I bet she gave me AIDS. And so they found her almost instantaneously, and she immediately gave him a blood test and said, no, it was a hoax. But, what I noticed about her when I watched the video was she was talking about how fine she was, and first off, I didn't think she was very attractive at all. But second off, she sounded like Cobra Commander. Do you remember? You remember G.I. Joe? That, I mean, that's not like before your time, is it?
No, but I wasn't a big fan of G.I. Joe.
But you do remember what Cobra Commander sounds like, right?
Oh yeah, of course. What the fuck?
A long time ago, back when Lil Wayne first came out, I was infected with the HIV virus, which is now over the course of years.
Well, she's wearing that mask.
Yeah, you can't. But she's just cause I'm fine as a motherfucker. I'll get you, Joes! You passed it on. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I'm gonna destroy the world.
She's gonna destroy the world with her poon?
Yeah, I think she said that she slept with something like 500 men or something. And like then she started naming names, and it was kind of stupid. But I mean, I imagine that, you know, if you're a, you know, guy in Detroit who's been, you know, fucking chicks bareback, I mean, you hear that and you gotta wonder, oh, here's Cobra Commander.
Excellent. They have spotted us. Cobra, attack!
I would be scared shitless, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course.
I think that ultimately her goal was to, like, you know, give a wake-up call, hey, you know, rap that rascal and whatnot, but...
Well, they found that Dustin YouTuber kid. Did you ever hear about that guy?
No, I missed that one.
It was this little, like, fucking 12, 13-year-old kid who started screaming about homosexuals and then got angry that everybody started calling him a homo. He was like, oh, I'm not a homo! And then started, like, screaming and bitching, and then people started, you know, doing what they normally do when something turns viral, and you got something that's exploitable, like, stop calling me a homo. They put that, don't stop calling me a homo, to, like, remixes of Brokeback Mountain and other shit like that. And he got angry because he was saying that people were stealing his clip of him saying, I'm not a homo, and then putting a page up, getting like 3 million hits of, you know, a picture of him saying, stop calling me a homo, with, you know, like a MS Paint balls drawn on his chin. And like, oh, you're stealing my hits. Those hits should be mine. Those are my subscribers. So, and then they started, you know, doing the exact same thing, only to him, like, oh, you're taking my subscribers. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, well, what's
dun.
So funny about YouTube is, I mean, like, they have zero content. I mean, like, YouTube themselves have nothing.
Yeah, but they pay people to put stuff on the internet.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they
do. They pay people?
Yeah, it's called YouTube Partner. You become a YouTube partner, and when you ever click on those, like, little, like, important people on the YouTubes where they got their own channel and it's set up nice and pretty, and then you click on a video and then there's ads and shit in there. Well, if you click on those ads, the fucker that put the ads on there, the channel, the guy gets money for that.
But what I'm saying is, I would say the vast majority of the things on YouTube are people posting shit that isn't theirs.
Well, theirs.
I mean, you can look up just about anything on YouTube. And, I mean, you know, if I need a clip from a movie or something for this, you know, YouTube's a go-to place if I can't find it anywhere else, because everything's there.
Well, yeah. And, but that's the internet.
Yeah, and I mean...
You can do that on more than just YouTube. YouTube's not the heaven of,
the internet,
of all these clips.
The internet is like... I mean, could you imagine going back 20 years and explaining the internet to yourself?
No.
Be like,
because then hey, I would be six, and I probably couldn't understand what
like,
words were.
Hey, you know how you're listening to Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet on vinyl? And you went and bought that shit with your allowance money. Well, in 20 years, you'll be able to go to a website.
No, you can't say website because the web wasn't even invented.
You could go somewhere on your computer.
No, you can go... You have to have it in TV terms. You can turn to a channel on TV, and you get whatever you want, anytime you want, at every hour of the day, and it's always on, it's always going to be there, and all you have to do is just click a button, and whatever you want is yours!
And then you can get this little thing about the size of a credit card, and you can put as many fucking songs on it as you could ever fucking imagine. You can click a button and put every Bon Jovi song ever.
And he gets no money from that ever.
And he gets zero money for that.
Wow, well then how is he still rich?
Fuck if I know!
Well, you see, Bon Jovi is a whore. And he tours around the country throwing his penis around. And people will go see him live.
Hey.
And he'll make more money off of the live tour than he ever did on the albums.
You wanna hear me sing my songs in person?
Oh, bang a gong.
I'll dance around with my cock out while I sing my songs.
I'll go to every state fair on the planet.
Bon Jovi's not really playing state fairs. Who'd have thunk Bon Jovi'd still be relevant?
Well, he is Bon Jovi.
I mean, he's still on all the pop stations and everything. That son of a bitch.
He just doesn't know when to die. He's kind of like Cher.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, not, you know.
And Chad Michael, what was that guy's name?
Who?
Something.
Who? Anthony Michael Hall?
Anthony Michael Hall.
I think the last thing he did, he played, like, Bill Gates in a made-for-TV movie.
Wow. So he used to be a heartthrob, and now he's playing Bill Gates?
Well, I don't know how much of a heartthrob.
That's like the cosmic joke of the universe, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
what the fuck ever happened to Christian Slater? You remember Christian Slater?
I think he got AIDS in hell.
Yeah. That son of a bitch. He's doing Duracell commercials, but, I mean, nobody's seeing him around.
Well, he's Christian Slater. I mean, what was his appeal? He was kind of like the younger dude who had a Jack Nicholson impersonation.
Kind of
the
itchy fella with long hair that, I don't know.
You know who always, like, astounded me with their popularity?
Who's
like,
that?
Every time I ever looked at this dude and thought, wow, how the fuck did this guy make it in Hollywood, is Steve fucking Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi's in every movie ever.
Apparently. Exactly. And he looks like an old Dutch woman that got hit by a truck and then fucked with an ugly stick, and yet he's everywhere.
He is, but I mean, I enjoy seeing him. I mean, it's not like, but yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, I guess you have to have weird-looking character people. But I mean, he's been in a lot of good stuff, so maybe he just keeps getting work based on being in other good stuff. And I mean, he's good.
Oh, he's a fine actor, but I mean,
he's doing some HBO show that's coming on soon. I don't remember what it's called or what it's about or anything, but
I heard some director on HBO or Showtime is supposed to be making a movie or a series presenting the other side of Hitler.
The other side?
Yeah, like
what,
not
what, Hitler, like, at home?
Well, more or less, yeah. Hitler when he was not being Hitler. He was still Hitler, but he was, you know, at home doing stuff.
Where are my bunny slippers? Do like a family sitcom with Hitler.
Yeah, apparently that's what this guy's doing. He's like, oh,
with a laugh track.
We want to put Hitler in a more historically accurate context.
How can we make Hitler more family friendly?
Exactly. What the fuck is this guy's point? I don't know what his deal is or why he's doing it, but apparently there's going to be a Hitler at Home series.
Oh, wow.
That's just going to be awesome. You're going to be able to watch that and just sit there and like wow, this is amazing. Somebody greenlit this. Somebody ponied up however much money it takes to make, you know, the shit roll out and put it on HBO. Somebody actually said, I want that. That sounds like a great idea.
Could you imagine the balls of the guy even to go in and pitch that? Like, all right, so this is what we need. We need Hitler. But we're going to make it a fun Hitler.
And we're not going to apologize for the things that Hitler did. Oh, no, no. We're just going to put them in context of the era and the people. Like, no, no, no. Not going to be one skinhead within a mile.
Honey, I'm home. What'd you do today, dear?
What do you think I did? Oh, God. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for, like, the first, like, two episodes, you know, like, where the people watch it one time. They're like, oh, I'll check it out. I'll see what it is, like, next week. Like, oh, it's the exact same thing and what I thought it would be. Okay, yeah. Okay, time to write a letter.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit, we hit an hour already.
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome.
It was. That's flowed a lot easier than last week with all of our difficulties.
Well, in our defense, we did spend the first 30 minutes trying to fix whatever the fuck that static sound is.
I think we just left it, didn't we?
Yeah, we just
left it. Hey, you listening to headphones out there, sorry about the static, but yeah, it's free, so
yep.
Fuck you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a dollar. I'll fix it. Or don't.
Maybe the static got fixed.
No, it didn't. Look at the little level thing. It's there.
You think it got worse?
Yeah, it's probably worse.
Oh, wow.
Probably sounds like a cat getting screwed in the mouth.
With our commentary over it.
Exactly. Just like, 1 hour of cat rape.
Huh.
Oh, I'm out of material. I have no idea what to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's where we'll stop it then.
All right, then. Should we cue up the ending?
Yeah. You don't want to forget that gem. We learned stuff. Napier, do you want to recap while I find the ending?
I have no idea what we were even talking about. I was, like, zoned out through half of it.
You were just kind of in autopilot mode?
Well, not really autopilot, but kind of like a dial tone. I have no idea where I'm at. Like, woo.
I want you to know it's over. Yeah.
Bye.